WBLKingRadio.com.
The Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studio. It's a Bill King show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a Wolverine purr.
I'd be sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's a Bill King show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot Rock! That's what we call a sack lunch.
They do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Texted me earlier, the commitment date is December 15th. He looked it up. I'll never remember it until he sends it to me. Kevin, as far as Alabama is concerned with name, image, likeness, I'm sure like most everything else, Nick's out in front on this, but what are they doing right now to prepare?
Yeah, good morning, Bill. Yeah, Alabama is out in front of it. They announced a couple of days ago that they have a program that they are calling The Advantage, and it's a contract that they have with a company to help Alabama athletes promote themselves in the name, like, an image. Alabama Governor Kay Ivey, who I call Governor Meemaw, recently signed the bill in the state of Alabama, which will become law on July the 1st. But as in everything else, you know, all Alabama fans messaging me earlier and panicking, I'm like, please, Nick Saban knew this was coming. They're well out in front of it. And it sounds like this this program called The Advantage, and it's out there on the internet. There's a really great video for Alabama fans who haven't seen it yet. It's going to be a wonderful program. Am I a fan of this? Absolutely not. But it's like, you know, the changing style of college football. You either adapt with what the rules are or you get run over, and Nick Saban is adapting. And, you know, the state of Alabama, as you talked about earlier, about the tax information, you know, Alabama has three tiers of taxes. It's not really – not that unbearable in the state of Alabama, unlike the state of California, where it goes up to 13.4%. The range in Alabama is 2 to 5%. And as you were talking about the state of the People's Republic of Washington, Bill, one of my best friends lives in Spokane, Washington, and yes, they don't have a personal income tax, but what they get you in the People's Republic of Washington is they have businesses. If you are people who work in business, occupational business tax and public utilities taxes the way they gouge you in the state of Washington.
Kevin Hagan with us. We talk Alabama with him. What's the news? What's got the Alabama fans captivated right now?
Well, all kinds of stuff. We picked up a transfer from the Ohio State University, Jameson Williams, and he's going to bring experience, speed to Alabama. He was not the number one wide receiver I know at Ohio State, nor will he be the number one wide receiver at Alabama, but he does have 22 games of experience. He's a 10-5, 100-meter guy. So he and JoJo Earl and Christian Leary, the true freshman's a 10-4 guy for Alabama, as is the running back Kamar Wheaton that's coming in. Alabama needed, Coach Saban felt like he had speed, but all of his speed was with his true freshman. He wanted an experienced speed guy, and that's exactly what Jameson Williams brings to it. And it does not hurt that Jameson's from St. Louis, and he's very good friends with Luther Burden, the current Oklahoma commit who's beginning to seriously flirt with Alabama. So I think there'll be a nice tie-in there. A lot of Alabama fans kind of frustrated and wringing their hands over the Henry Toto situation. Dave Biddle did a great job on your show last week of saying that there's a very good chance if he does commit to Ohio State, it's going to be because of the whole fact that summer one session starts at Ohio State on May the 12th. And Greg Sankey announced a couple of days ago, you know, the presidents and the SEC aren't even going to get around to voting about this till the end of May. So a very realistic chance that Alabama loses him to Columbus because of the SEC dragging their feet. And then yesterday we learned that one of our defensive backs, Brandon Turnage, a young man from Oxford, Mississippi Lafayette High School, who I talked about earlier, the fact that he and Coach Carl Scott, our previous secondary coach who's gone on to the Vikings now, Carl Scott for some reason just didn't seem to really give Brandon a fair shake there is the way that it's been explained to me. He had a really strong spring. He actually, you know, was kind of bracketed there as a co-starter with Jalen Armour Davis. But unfortunately, he feels like it's best to move on, Bill. I completely expect him to transfer to Ole Miss and play for Lane Kiffin. And I hate to see him go. I wish the young man nothing but the best.
Yeah, back to Jamison Williams. Obviously, he was a big-name recruit. And I have not made a living trying to tell Nick Saban what to do with his depth chart or his roster. But I was a little taken aback by that. I didn't know they needed another receiver, even if it's a 10-4 guy.
They're deep. It's the experience factor. I mean, it's the fact that he's played the 22 games. He, you know, averages 17.1 yards a catch last year. And here's the thing. I mean, you know, I've had a lot of Ohio State fans say, well, that's fine. You took him. He wasn't our elite guy. Well, we're not asking him to come in and be, you know, Devontae Smith or Jalen Waddle at Alabama either. He's just a guy that has the 10-4 speed. If you back up to when he was going through the recruiting process, he chose Ohio State over Alabama, so it's, you know, it's not unusual that he's making the decision to come to Alabama after he almost did to begin with. It's the experience factor, as I said. You know, JoJo Earl, who didn't get to participate in spring practice, is a speedster, and Christian Leary, who just got to go through spring practice. I mean, they're uber talented, but they have never played a college game, and that's what Jamison Williams brings to Alabama.
Kevin Hagan with us. What is the latest or the newest in recruiting?
Well, the good news is that Alabama is going to start with their camps here in June, and the list of who's who that are informing Coach Saban that they're coming to Alabama is just absolutely incredible, as you would expect for Coach Saban. As I've mentioned many times before, this is going to be a really small class for Alabama, so there's going to be a serious numbers crunch. Kind of tying into our whole tax thing, you know, Damani Jackson, the number 4 player in the country, the number 1 cornerback in the country out of Modern Day High School, which is, of course, the same high school that Bryce Young went to. He's beginning to seriously flirt with Alabama, and I think the key will be for him coming on a visit. You know, that'll be an opportunity for Nick Saban to play his, hey, do you want to see the state of California state sales tax? Walter Nolan, you know, the number 2 player in the country, Alabama seems to have gotten in much better shape with him since he came to the spring game or whatever. With the offensive line, they're in on a number of elite offensive linemen, including Zach Rice, the offensive tackle out of Lynchburg, Virginia. But they're really, Coach Marone really wants an opportunity to see these guys in person. So my caution to Alabama fans is we're going to see a lot of activity in June and July with recruiting after we have these players come in for these 8 different high school camps. I think there's going to be a lot of movement across the board, Bill, at a lot of universities from the fact that these kids are finally able to go and visit these schools in person. So Alabama is sitting right now with, what, 6 commits. I would not be surprised if by the time we start camp in the 1st of August that number is not at least doubled in the number of commitments.
Yeah, you said a while back on one of the shows here that once we get to the official visit phase, which we haven't had in over a year, you think we're going to see a lot of decommits across America.
I do. I mean, I likened it on the Houndstooth crew to a boatload of sailors who are coming ashore and seeing girls for the first time in a year. I think when kids actually get to go out and see these schools and interact with the coaches and see what they have to offer, you know, before, I think a lot of kids just took offers to secure themselves. Now, the elite players can obviously market themselves and don't have to make a decision, but some of the other elite 4-star players, I have a feeling they might reevaluate, is my original decision the best decision for me. So I think it's going to be an incredibly wild recruiting season this summer across the board.
Julia down in Atlanta says, ask Kevin if he thinks Jimbo will beat the bleep out of Bama before Saban leaves. That's the quote from a touchdown.
Maybe on PlayStation. I think that's a possibility. I don't know how great Jimbo is at PlayStation, but no, I'm not going to lose any sleep between now and the trip to College Station over Jimbo Fisher. But I have to say, I mean, it was a booster event. And, you know, when you go to those events, I mean, you have to feed red meat. I mean, they would not have appreciated if he said, oh, no, I expect to lose the Nick once again. So I understand that. It's all taken in the context of a booster event. But, yeah, I can promise you that quote will be mentioned more than once the week of the Texas A&M game.
Sauer Lane Kiffin had some fun with that, too, if you saw his tweet on that topic.
Bill, there isn't anything on planet Earth that Lane Kiffin couldn't have fun with.
That's true. That's very, very true. Kevin, have a very good weekend, and look forward to seeing you next Friday, sir.
Have a great Friday, everybody. Alabama baseball coming to the 615 this weekend. Always an honor. Roll Tide.
Yeah, Vandy boys have dropped, is it three in a row? They dropped the last two to Florida, and then they went to Louisville and lost. They look a little mentally beat down, physically beat down right now. You know, we were talking about it the other day. The Vanderbilt is so excruciatingly hard and so academically rigorous that when they have to play during exams, it's tough. All these other schools, they don't have to worry about exams. It's just a state U. No big deal. No curriculum at all. You go to Vanderbilt, though, they actually hold you to it. And it holds you back on the field. That was the excuse against Florida. Yeah, if I'm Vanderbilt and I care about sports, I try and get away from that. I don't think I'd be espousing that on Twitter. Yeah, I saw that out there and I thought, you know, that's not the look that's going to get you anywhere. Nobody gives a rip about what your students are doing during exams. They don't. They may act like they do, but they don't. That's the harsh truth. Okay, we are clear. Brad coming up, but we're clear until Brad. If you want to get in on the show and you want to dial us up, it's now called the F&M Bank Hotline, 615-844-5600. Twitter at Bill is King. You can email the show, BillIsKing7@gmail.com. Yeah, we're clear. Brad will get into all the handicapping, whatever else you want to get into in hour three. Don't post any questions for him yet, because you know what happens? We get in there and then you get mad. Your question didn't get asked. You asked it too early, got lost on the timeline. Just hold back until we get close to hour number three. And then you can post those and we will be ready to fire away. Anything you want with Brad. That's coming up hour three. Yeah, I got another graduate today. That's two. I don't think either one of those were overrated degrees, though, if they take advantage of what they've got. Most of the time, it's totally overrated. Mine's overrated. Self-deprecating. Yeah. Total waste of my parents' money. I came from achievers. Okay. Yeah. They just wrote the check, man. Then I went into radio. Sure, they were proud of that too. We'll take the break. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Traffic volume has increased quite a bit in the last 10, 15 minutes out here down Ellington Parkway. As you make your way down from the top to the bottom, they were in the process of moving a stalled vehicle a few minutes ago on 65 southbound. Just before you get down to Trinity Lane, traffic's on the increase in that area. And here it comes. Here comes that traffic now on I-40 through Mount Juliet. True Friends Moving Company's hiring. Call 240-2811. They're online at truefriendsmovingcompany.com. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
Hey guys, it's Zach from Millennial Sports Mornings here to talk to you about Hayes Nissan of Rivergate. They have been serving the Nashville area for more than 28 years with a long-standing tradition of providing outstanding customer service to anyone who steps on their lot. Whether you're looking to buy, lease, or service your vehicle, you can be sure that their team will dedicate themselves to your individual needs. They also offer much more than just legendary customer service. They will help you find the vehicle that fits your lifestyle, personality, and most importantly, your budget. If you like what you hear, then simply call to schedule an appointment at 615-865-7220. Again, that's 615-865-7220. Or you can just stop by at 1550-1550 Gallatin Pike North in Madison and check them out on the web at NissanOfRivergate.com. And look, you can trust me. Not only am I a spokesperson, but I'm a customer. That's Nissan of Rivergate, where your dollar always goes farther.
Radnor Wine and Spirits has been serving the greater South Nashville area since 1976. Locally owned and operated, we're here to help you celebrate anniversaries, birthdays, or anything you have to celebrate. We have a large selection of wine, spirits, and high-gravity beers that can fulfill any want you have. Visit us at 2635 8th Avenue South in Nashville, or give us a follow on Instagram at RadnorLiquor615. Log on to the new website, RadnorWineAndSpirits.com. That's Radnor Wine and Spirits in Nashville.
When was the last time you did something fun with family, friends, co-workers, and clients? What if I told you about a place under one roof that offers affordable entertainment for all ages? That's what you'll find at Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers in Donelson, Hermitage, Tusculum, Hendersonville, and Murfreesboro, with bowling, games, food, drink, and entertainment for all ages. Enjoy an enhanced experience in Hendersonville or Murfreesboro, where they feature additional fun with bumper cars, laser tag, roller skating, and more. All locations are open 7 days a week, including holidays. Visit online at strikeandspare.com. Strike and Spare, where fun is bowling.
It's a Bill King Show.
Whether you like Alabama or not, you're witnessing an unparalleled, unprecedented run. You're living it. You're watching it. You have memories that are deep of it. To be that dominant, you don't get to see that through the years that much. But this right here is crazy. This right here is off the chart. Can't believe it's happening, and they're not slowing down.
Weekday mornings beginning at 6 on Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM.
He spends more time staring at depth charts than any man in any universe ever. It's Bill King.
Yeah, just saw another tweet with a billboard on it, digital billboard for Notre Dame. This was Phoenix, Arizona. So they're out hustling, man. Closing the gap on the Alabamas or the Clemsons or the Buckeyes or Georgia, teams like that. They have not been doing that. And we'll see. They haven't done it yet, but they're trying to get out in front of this name, image, likeness thing that meets their criteria. Everybody's got to do this their way. And we still don't know how all this is going to look. If you didn't catch us earlier, I'm just going to mention it one more time. This is a state-by-state thing. And not all states have adopted this or passed it. But Georgia just finalized theirs, and it reads that these schools, Georgia, Georgia Tech, etc., can take the name, image, likeness money and take out 75% of it first and redistribute it. Which is obviously the folks in Georgia writing up this legislation have no idea what they're doing. They apparently don't understand athletics much. That's a hindrance. There's not any, particularly University of Georgia. I don't think Jeff Collins isn't going to approve of this. Not that the coach gets the approval, but that's a hindrance. That's not, you're not going to go, you think somebody's going to select a school because, oh gosh, I'm going there. Did you hear what they did? They're going to take Johnny Five Star's money and take most of it from him, and I'm going to get some of it. That's not your sales pitch. No. That is not your sales pitch. This is going to be, think about all the various streams of comedy we're going to get out of this. Whether it pertains to recruiting, whether it pertains to the transfer portal, whether it pertains to some kind of controversy. The unintended consequences of all of this will be absolutely hilarious. And I'm ready for it. I cannot wait for it. We're already getting some of it. That news yesterday was just a millisecond of what we're going to be getting out of all of this. And I'm here for the comedy. Might as well have fun with it, y'all. It's so ridiculous and so comical. Might as well have fun with it. And I will. I'm again welcome in.
Bill, I thought it'd be appropriate if I called on a Friday.
Why is that?
Because it's the weekend and, you know, business is booming.
I got something for you. I was stumbling across, and I don't remember, I think it pulled up on Twitter or something. Did you know, and I don't know if this is fake or real, maybe against the rules, but I was watching this one guy, Uber driver, who picks people up, okay, gets them to their destination, but he raps to them while he's driving. Is that against the rules? Can you sing or entertain to the people you're driving around? You're allowed to do that.
I'm sure that's appropriate for the younger crowd, Bill, but I imagine the older folks might give him a complaint for that. I don't know.
Yeah, if you're over, let's say, 30 or 35, you probably wouldn't want that, right?
I'm not a rapper myself.
I figured you probably weren't.
Now, Bill, I just wanted to tell you, stay alert on Friday night in case the Vanderbilt police haul me off. You know, you may have to come bail me out of jail.
You going over to the Alabama game?
I'm going up to the garage, Bill.
Right, right. That's a thing.
Take a look.
Yeah. Oh, and Vanderbilt, I think, announced. Now, this is typical Vanderbilt, right? The last series of the regular season, they're allowing a full crowd. That's so Vanderbilt, is it not? What's the point there of making an announcement based on? Well, I guess the postseason, if they host regional and all that, you'll be able to fill it up. But that is still so Vanderbilt.
No, I'll tell you something else, Bill. Somebody told me yesterday, don't know if this is true, but I just heard that the NCAA is going to limit the regionals to 50%.
That's right. No, that's true. You're right. That has been announced. So they won't be able to go full. So that is even more Vanderbilt. They're going to give you like a couple of days and that's it.
That's correct. One of the best baseball teams in the country. We might have a full house for three games, Bill.
The smartest people in the world, and they keep getting smarter, I guess.
And the most liberal.
So what else is going on?
Well, got a little out-of-town crew this weekend, Bill. Got to be on my best behavior.
Now, what is this? Is this bachelorettes, or what is it?
No, just a girls' trip. But I tell you what, had a disastrous night last night. Bill, I've picked up a lot of people at the airport, and I've never seen the Nashville airport like it was last night. It was an absolute nightmare. So anyway, these people were supposed to get in about 9 o'clock last night, and I got out to the airport a little after 8. Finally, about 10 o'clock, I came home. Their flight got canceled. Wow. So they're coming in this morning.
Now, there needs to be a provision there. They should have to pay for that, right?
I would think the airlines would, you know, put them up for the night. And I don't know, they're staying at the Omni, which I know isn't cheap, you know, on the weekends. Who knows if they had to pay for last night or not, but I imagine they probably did.
No, but I'm talking about your time. You're just sitting out there getting nothing done.
Oh, yeah, they'll take care of me, Bill. They've already said that.
Oh, okay, good, good.
Yeah. By the way, I said it the wrong way, Bill, earlier when I said it. Business is booming.
Yeah, wrong make sure and get the, yeah, business. Yeah, make sure and get it in there.
Just rolled into McDonald's, Bill. Hopefully they got some burritos this morning.
I think they do. I talked to them earlier. They said they got the shipment. You're good.
So what's rocking on the Rec Tech this weekend, Bill?
I don't know. I don't have anything in the fridge. I'm going to have to go buy something. I mean, it's always either brisket ribs or burgers or something like that, or chicken. I mean, we don't get fancy. We stick with the meat and potatoes. So it'll be one of those four.
Have you heard from Black, Bill?
Not at all. Very, very upsetting.
Maybe he's just a football season guy.
No, he calls. He usually calls regardless.
Now, there could be something going on there, Bill.
Yeah, I'm worried about him. Yeah, very worried.
Well, we've gotten through your favorite time of year, I guess, Bill. Spring practice, right?
Yes, and I've got a story. I'm holding back on it, but I've got a spring practice story I'm going to unleash on everybody soon. It's a doozy. It's a Corona Bro doozy.
So hopefully when football season starts this fall, we will have a full KO on the Corona Bros and we'll be at 100%.
That's where we are. That's going to
happen. It was just different last year, Bill. It really was, watching games with, you know, not many people there.
I mean, I was okay with it. It didn't weird me out like I thought. But yes, I'm happy to get back to where the stands are packed. I am.
Have a good weekend, Bill.
Appreciate it very much. Tennessee insurance dog, Bill. Georgia has said they will not touch the kids' money. I saw that. Griff wrote a piece on it. And that's what I figured. I mean, I didn't figure Georgia. You're not required to share the money. It just has as a provision you can take up to 75% of it if you want. That is a terrible idea if you want to remain a thing in recruiting. Get on the list of, yeah, go there, Johnny Five Star, and they take 75% of your money. Yeah, get on that list and see how you do. Because, folks, let me say it again. It's always about the money. I'm the only person who will tell you that. Nobody in the media. Why is it that the media thinks that that is either taboo or just so wrong to say? I've never understood that. I've never understood it. It's always about the money. And it's always about keeping the most of your money, not giving it away. It's always been about that. Larry in North Carolina. Now, I'm not sure where this is going, but I'll read it. He's a big Michigan fan. In North Carolina. Says he loves living over there. Khaki Jesus Bill phoning his friend Noah to rent some Capri khakis before boarding the Ark. Michigan football win total over and under, Bill, is 5.5. Ann Arbor tears will flood Main Street in A2. A2, if you don't know, is Ann Arbor. A-A. Ann Arbor. A2. So Larry, big Michigan fan, is not real optimistic there, to say the least. Jay Cutler's burner account. Bill, does Georgia's name, image, likeness bill include a mandatory redistribution of natties to other teams? Kirby's fake punting with Justin Fields would be an example of redistribution of natties. Now, I'll say this. I have, for the most part, here on the show, been a supporter of Kirby, of Bowl Cut. I have. I think he's done well to date. He's got a lot of distractors out there. Not Georgia fans, though. I understand. It's not the Georgia fans. It's all the other fans. He's got a lot of distractors out there. A lot of haters, a lot of non-believers, a lot of people that like to mock him. Got a lot of that. And it grows, it seems like it grows day to day. But that call with Justin Fields on the field might have been the biggest bonehead call I've ever seen in my life. In a moment like that. There are others, but in the college football sphere we're in, that's right there. Man, I don't know what planet Earth that came from, but wow. Jeff, too. We were talking earlier, because again, this is an item. With name, image, likeness, this is income coming in. So you've got ramifications. We've got unintended consequences coming out the yin-yang right now, right? And there's way more than we're even talking about. Jeff 2 says, Bill, here are the states with the highest state income tax. Earlier, he went down the list of states with no income tax. Alaska, Florida, Nevada, New Hampshire, South Dakota, Tennessee, Texas, Washington, Wyoming. God bless those states. We had a governor, it was Sundquist, right, who tried to get that done. He was, before you stereotype, he was not a Demo, he was a Republican. Tried to get that done in the state of Tennessee. This, I don't remember, this is 15, 20 years ago. What was his name? Don Sundquist? Yeah. Blithering idiot is what he was. No, he was not a Demo. He was a Republican. And he got laughed his way out. Jeff, too. Bill, here are the states with the highest income tax. Surprise, surprise, none of those states are in the South. It appears the winner in the name, image, likeness is the SEC. Have fun with this, SEC haters. Highest income tax states. California, 13.3. Hawaii, 11. This is percent. New Jersey, 10.75. Oregon, 9.9. Minnesota, 9.85. District of Columbia, 8.95. New York, 8.82. I would have thought New York's higher than that. I really would have thought New York would be higher than that. Vermont, Iowa. Now, Iowa surprises. Iowa. Wow. And then Wisconsin. There's your 10. Just saying. Just. So, everybody who hates the SEC and maybe the South, name, image, likeness, advantage, South, again. If there weren't already a million other advantages. We're going to hold. I tell you what. Crazy Charlie says we've got a few calls. Hang tight because we're up against it. When I come back, I'll go right to you if you're on hold. Yeah, just hang tight. Perry Mason from the Orange Groves of America down in Florida. Bill, will you continue to defend Bolcott if he does not win the SEC this year, maybe even the Natty? Because every year with this recruiting, he is Natty bound. Just would like a clarification. Well, I'm going to pick Alabama every year. So I'm not going to, just because they don't win it at Georgia doesn't mean I don't support Kirby, because Alabama is the superior program to any other program, and certainly in the SEC. If I held, I mean, I'd have to bash everybody in America then, if that's the case. No, I support Kirby. And now, I'm not saying that's forever. If they start floundering like they did some this last year, we'll see. No, my support is not unconditional at all. We'll take the break. We'll get some calls. Crazy.
Good morning. T-Dot's wrapping up a situation here. They're in a tricky spot, 65 southbound here at Dickerson Pike, trying to move a stalled vehicle in this area, but there's a lot of traffic flow coming down through here on 65 southbound here at Dickerson Pike before you get down to Trinity Lane there at the 24 interchange. Wrapping up that crash from earlier, Tulip Grove Road at Bighorn Road that's out in Hermitage. Ripley's Aquarium, Sleep of the Sharks, is coming up on June 11th. All the details now at Ripley's Aquarium of the Smokies.com. I'm Commander Chuck, your on-time traffic.
Are you looking to start your own home gym? Hey guys, it's Zach, and I've got the hookup for you. Premier Fitness Source has opened a new location here in the Nashville area, and they are there to help you build the gym of your dreams. They can help you with residential and commercial exercise equipment and with the entire process from design to sales, installation, and maintenance. They are located at 101 Creekside Crossing, Suite 700 in Brentwood. From ellipticals to weight benches, they have all the tools you need to achieve your health and fitness goals. Go check out their website at premierfitnesssource.com or go see them in Brentwood at 101 Creekside Crossing, Suite 700 next to Publix. And check out their Instagram at PFS_Tennessee. Be sure to tell them that we sent you to receive a free gift. Again, that address is 101 Creekside Crossing, Suite 700 in Brentwood. At Premier Fitness Source, they are committed to more than your satisfaction.
What is it about a classic that appeals to us? Hello, I'm Sammy Stewart, president of F&M Bank. There are a few classics that haven't changed. This truck and these glasses. You know, with proper maintenance and a few upgrades, a classic still works today. We invite you to experience the classic customer service at F&M Bank that has been our hallmark since 1906. Check us out at myfmbank.com.
F&M Bank, your money.
Smart choice.
We need the forklift over here.
Indeed, most unexpected growth can stretch your business thin.
Okay, those molds need to be adjusted. The shippers are coming at noon, so we got to get this done.
Like at Dennis's plastic startup, to stay flexible, he needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast for this morning: sunshine, highs around 70 for tonight, increasing clouds, lows in the 50s, a chance of showers on Saturday, cloudy, highs near 66, and Mother's Day Sunday, chance of showers and thunderstorms, cloudy, highs near 77. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio WNSR, my name is Rocky.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Closer to Bill King, 615-844-5600.
Grab some calls here. And remember, Brad, at the top of the hour, down to Tampa, Florida, where Aliquippa Bob has been heading. What's up, Alan?
Good morning, Bill. How you doing, buddy?
We are well. Thank you.
Hey, congrats on your son, man. At least he went to college and got a degree where he can feed himself. You know, you got all these kids getting these stupid degrees of marketing and horticultural, or whatever you say that, and all this crap, and then they live in their parents' basement.
Political science, psychology. I mean, useless. Absolutely useless.
Well, they just call it a BS degree and move on.
That's what they call it. Bachelor of Science. Good luck with that one.
Yeah, my nephew got a degree from the University of Alabama in marketing, and he's living with my mom. Figure that one out.
There you go.
You talk about paying these players, though. That's going to be a crazy man because, you know, you can't take these kids' money away and give it to somebody else. That's not right, number one. And number two, if you give a 19, 20, 21-year-old kid, and I'd be the same way, 20 grand or 25,000, whatever, on Sunday, he's going to be busted on Friday. You know, so that's going to be crazy.
The unintended consequences here are, I haven't even stopped to think about them. You just brought up a different item. You're putting money, cash money, in these kids' pockets. You think that's a productive thing? When you're trying to corral them and get them to concentrate on the game coming up and the practice coming up and everything else, good luck with that.
Yeah, you get a pocket full of money and you become very, very popular, you know, and all your little friends and hangers-oners are around and you're partying like it's 1999. And you'll be so drunk or messed up for the game, you'll be able to walk on the field. It's going to be insane. I mean, it's like the Wild West.
I'm looking forward to it. Might as well have fun with it.
Yeah, you know, you talk about taxes. When I was a teenager working in Birmingham, you had a state income tax, and then the city of Birmingham also had a tax. They got you, too.
So you had the federal, the state, and the city.
They got you six ways of funding. But, you know, it all works out because we pay no state income tax down here. But our property taxes, I'm paying damn near $30,000 a year on all my properties and property taxes. And my brother's got a house in Oxford. He pays $300 a year property tax.
We have here a sales tax, which I think is as high as any place in America. Now, we have no state income tax, but our sales tax is just under 10%. So if you buy something for a dollar, you pay a dollar 10 for it. You know what? But I'm okay with that. I mean, I don't like it per se, but I'm okay with it.
Yeah, I'm good with that. I think we pay in Hillsborough County where I'm at. We pay, I think it's 7.5 or 8. I don't know. I don't keep track of it, but our property tax is strong. I mean, our property tax, our place at the beach, the property tax down there is sickening.
You were telling me. Yeah, you were telling me it's extreme.
It's nasty. It's nasty. But you know, it gets you one way or the other. I mean, like I say, my brother pays $300-$400 a year for his house in Anniston. So, you know, they get you going or coming. They're going to get their money. Put it that way.
Yeah, that's true. No, that's true.
Hey, congrats again on your son, buddy. Have a great weekend.
Thank you, Alan. Appreciate it. He's graduating. Speaking of Rocky Top, he's graduating Rocky Top today. Well, he's already graduated, but the official ceremony is today on Rocky Top. The Coffee Academy.
Yeah, but dabba do, slide down that dinosaur and kiss Mrs. King. Congratulations, Bill, on the graduation. It's finally Friday.
She's up your way. Yeah, she's she went to Rocky Top last night to get ready for it.
She's masking up. We got some nut professors over here, too. I think you got to wear 5 masks to walk the stage, right?
She didn't tell me, but I don't know. She's not all in the Corona Bro thing. Probably not.
Hey, Bill, I got 2 or 3 knickknacks for you here today. First off, on the NIL, I guess that's what we'll be calling it now for short.
Right.
You know when it's really going to get stanky, and it'll be the first thing you see? When you got some 5-star basketball player up there in Lexington on a billboard or on a TV commercial for Friends of Coal and Claiborne Farms.
So you think the horse money.
Yeah.
Now, what about the whiskey bunny up there?
Well, yeah, that too. Then you probably have one speaking for Woodford Reserve. I forgot about that one. Probably have somebody speaking for Buffalo Trace, Maker's Mark. But I'd be watching Friends of Coal and Claiborne Farms.
Friends of Coal.
Yeah, you know, Wildcat Labs. That's what all those coal miners do with their money. They buy lake spots down here in Tennessee, and speaking of no income tax state, fly down here on the weekend in their helicopters and give money to Cal and his players. NIL, free agency, play for Team A this year, play for Team B next year. It's all ridiculous, and there's nobody hurting the cast. I think college sports is about ruined. Thank God I like the NFL. If you want to see some NIL, let's see some NIL, real NIL. Look at Aaron Rodgers doing the discount double check. They don't monkey around in the NFL, Bill. They play football and they pitch stuff to you.
That's right.
That is a dirty little secret, Bill. I mean, when Nick Saban's making $10 million a year or whatever, it's kind of been semi-pro forever, and now they're just trying to make it pro.
True.
Hey, Bill, 2 things for you. I've got a big tip for you how you can really take the ratings war, win the ratings war on your next Thursday show. I've got a suggestion for your next Thursday show.
Next Thursday?
I've got to give you the next Thursday. I got a suggestion for your show. You're going to be the ratings winner. You're going to have the most listened to a show in the 615, and of course, across the globe because of your app and everything. But before I do, Bill, I got a little Rocky Top report for you. How about them Hillsboro Burrows?
What about them?
Javon Payton.
Oh, I saw that.
Yeah, he jumped ship on the Pirate. He's a sub-4.4 dude.
Hey, can you? There's the music. Can you hold?
Yeah, let's do that.
All right. Yeah, the music. When Crazy Charlie plays the music, there's no negotiating there. Yeah, we can't just say push it back. It's a hardened. All the breaks are not hardened. That's just the rule. Those are the rules, y'all. Cosby Cattleman picks it up where he left off when we come back. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. TDOT's wrapping up a situation here. They're in a tricky spot, 65 southbound here at Dickerson Pike, trying to move a stalled vehicle in this area, but there's a lot of traffic flow coming down through here on 65 southbound here at Dickerson Pike before you get down to Trinity Lane there at the 24 interchange. Wrapping up that crash from earlier, Tulip Grove Road at Bighorn Road that's out in Hermitage. Ripley's Aquarium, Sleep of the Sharks, is coming up on June 11th. All the details now at Ripley's Aquarium of the Smokies.com. I'm Commander Chuck, your on-time traffic.
You know, there's nothing like watching a game with great weather, and there's always action going on at FanDuel Sportsbook. If you've never bet on baseball before, now's the perfect time to give it a shot. FanDuel letting new users swing for the fences risk-free. You get up to $1,000 back in site credit if your first bet doesn't win. That's right. You lose your first bet, you still get $1,000 in site credit. This way you can combine multiple baseball bets for an even bigger win all season long. There's a reason FanDuel Sportsbook is the number one American sportsbook. The app is simple to use. They've got great odds on all different betting markets, unique fun bet types like same game parlays and always on promotions to let you get more action out of every game every day. And when you win with FanDuel, you're paying your winnings in as little as 24 hours. The cool thing about baseball too, they got a bunch of games today. Download that FanDuel Sportsbook app, sign up with the promo code GREGP to get in on the action. That's FanDuel Sportsbook, promo code GREGP.
Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Site credit is non-withdrawable and expires 7 days after receipt. Terms apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. For problem gambling support, call 1-800-889-9789.
Whether you're driving for distance, pitching for precision, or putting to win it all, come to Edwin Watts Golf Shop to get custom fit for all your clubs throughout your bag. Hit a few balls and let our team show you the latest swing technology and data that will help optimize your game. Having each club tailored to become your gamers will help you start shooting lower scores. Let Edwin Watts Golf Shops help you make every shot the perfect one. Come in and get custom fit today. Edwin Watts Golf Shops, home of the 90-day satisfaction guarantee.
You have a 90% chance of surviving a lightning strike. You have a 98% chance of surviving a shark attack. You have a 99% chance of surviving a snake bite. But you only have a 50% chance of surviving a crash if you aren't wearing a seatbelt. Your truck may be tough, but a seatbelt makes it tougher. Buckle up in your truck. Brought to you by the Tennessee Highway Safety Office.
Get all your NASCAR news every weekday right here on The Final Lap. Hey, it's Kerry Murphy, and Kyle Busch becomes the 10th different winner in 11 races at Kansas Speedway this past weekend. Up next, we are looking at Throwback Darlington Weekend. So grab all the latest NASCAR news, race recaps, driver interviews, stats, and info every single weekday right here.
Hi, this is Kyle Busch, and you're listening to The Final Lap with Kerry Murphy.
We are now on YouTube.com/Final Lap Radio. Check us out every single weekday right here.
While working, he eats kale and pets a cat. Bill King is a multitasker.
All right, Cosby Cattleman, pick it back up.
Yeah, just two things for you, Bill. I want to get on to my Thursday show suggestion for next week. But before I do, Bill, this Javon Gooch is what I was mentioning, the Hillsboro dude that jumped ship on the Pirate coming to Tennessee, a sub-4.4 dude.
Right.
Your listeners might be bored with that. But that's cool for Tennessee, you know, getting somebody out of Hillsboro there. That's awesome. But I hate to see people jumping ship on the Pirate, Bill. Pirate needs help, too. Coach's hot seat's got the Pirate number 5 on it right now.
Yeah, he's not in any trouble. Now, Hillsborough has a, I believe it's a junior who's an offensive lineman that everybody's looking at. He's 6'8", 370.
Yeah, that's awesome. You know, right there in the middle of Green Hills and all that. I've been there.
Yep.
But, hey, Bill, you know, these Mississippi State people, do you think Mullen and Dak Prescott spoiled them? Because they got to number one that time, and I guess they think all these coaches are supposed to take Mississippi State to number one. Mississippi State's never meant to be number one. The Pirates are proven hell of a coach. He's won at Texas Tech and Washington State in the middle of nowhere, and Starkville's at, further than middle of nowhere. Leave the Pirate alone. And then last year was a pandemic.
Jackie had a moment or two. Remember Tennessee had to beat Jackie in an SEC championship game?
Yeah, that's rare. That's rude. That's speaking of blue moons. But I don't understand why Coach's hot seat has the Pirate number 5.
I don't know either. He's not in any trouble. They're not running.
Well, they tried to hoodoo him on that race crap last preseason. He got off to a little bit of a rough start there. So maybe maybe just not a fit for Cal Tipping. Mike Leach, T. West needs a football program, Bill. Now, one last thing for you, Bill. I got my suggestion for next Thursday. I know you don't like to bring coaches on, but I'm going to make a suggestion to you how you can win the ratings war next Thursday. Bring the most popular college baseball coach in the state on and interview him next Thursday, Tony Vitello.
Now, what's the significance of Thursday?
They're already talking about it, Bill. They're going to turn it loose 100% attendance for that Arkansas series next weekend. Arkansas's ranked number one. You got the two best college baseball teams in the SEC playing with 11.7 scholarships. It's going to be an animal house over here next weekend. Bring on the most popular. Pogue throwing those phony softballs at Corbin. Bring the best, most popular baseball coach on. Bring Tony Vitello on. Interview him next Thursday about that Arkansas series.
Vols.
Everybody in Nashville, everybody in the 615 will be listening to you.
Vols in the home.
Nobody will be listening to the zone. There's my weekend suggestion for you, Bill. Don't let that phony Corbin get all the love. Bring Vitello on next Thursday. See ya.
All right, see ya. Hogs come to town. Well, come to Rocky Top. Not this town. Yeah, Vanderbilt and Arkansas do not play regular season in baseball. They'll meet up after that somewhere, SEC or Omaha or whatever, but no. Brad's coming up. I'll tell you what, if you do have a question for Brad, go ahead. Use the hashtag AskBP and we'll get right to it in hour number 3. Out in Las Vegas, Brad Powers, BradPowersSports.com. Oh, yeah, and I do. I have a Corona Bro story for you. I don't know when I'm going to tell you about it, but I've got one for you. There's some ironies here, too. There's some ironies here that span various things we've talked about. No, not just sports-related. No, sports-related, not just some silly Corona Bro story that we have fun with. No. Sports-related irony, Corona Bro, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. It's kind of funny. Some of it's kind of funny. Some of you will find it funnier, maybe, than I do. I find it funny, and I find it maddening at the same time. But I'm going to have fun with it, no matter what. Yeah, I've got a good one. Well, I don't want to oversell it. It's a pretty good one. That's a pretty good one. We'll see. I don't know when I'll be in the mood to unleash this one, but this one is pretty good. And it involves lots of things. Corona Bro, sports, quarantine, testing, the gamut. I mean, the whole gamut, and it is made up rules, just rules made up out of the blue. It involves the health department. Oh, I got a doozy for you. I've given you some clues already, but I've got one for you. Anyways, we'll see when I unleash it. No, it does not involve me. No, I'm not involved. I mean, not directly. No. No, not directly. Doesn't involve me. I'll just leave it at that. Brad's coming up. BradPowerSports.com. We'll check in with us. We had, what, a couple of spring games last Saturday. I think they're over. Is there anybody else about to play the spring game? Not that I know of. Notre Dame played theirs. And didn't Nebraska? Nebraska, I know everybody was excited. Nebraska fans hitting me up. Bill, look at this crowd. Crowd, Bill. Huge crowd there, Bill. Which I like that part. I don't think that has anything to do with the season. It's about to happen. But that was good. Yeah, good to see. Yeah, Bama, not Nicky Saban, but the baseball program coming into town. And they will start a series against the Vandy boys. I haven't been, I don't even know when the last time. We used to, when we did years and years ago an afternoon show, we did our show a few times from Vanderbilt before games. We did an afternoon show and then the games would start. We do it from the press box. That's probably the last time I've been actually physically in the Vanderbilt baseball facility, which is a nice one. It's been a while. I don't know if I'll get to one this year or not. I'd like to see the Vandy boys up close since they're local here, but we'll see. We'll see. Brad's coming up. Get those questions. Use the hashtag AskBP. Coming right back. Hour number 3, Friday edition, Omni Nashville Hotel.